You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information, asking for love.
Senses not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, everybody, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, where we are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I am your host, Dave Hodges. I'm really pleased to be with you, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the West Coast. And we also have an international audience. You've got to figure out your own time zone. I'm not that smart. But we get letters and emails and all kinds of communications from our foreign audience. And I want to welcome all of you. There is a populist movement rising across this planet, thanks in large part to Donald Trump's candidacy and also to the efforts of people in the independent media. Speaking of independent media, if you're just joining us this hour, I am pleased to announce a relationship, a partnership, mutual interest being formed between Red State Radio and also the Common Sense Show. So Red State Talk Radio, a great organization. They have a tremendous presence. Their Alexa ratings are off the charts, and they are now carrying the show. So welcome to all the people from Red State. Also, I want to give a shout out to the good people at WFYL 1180 AM and KMYC 1410 AM. Welcome to the show. You are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we do have, I think, the very best in guests, and we cover a wide variety of topics, although we've been very Trump and Clinton oriented in this past season, and for good reason, because our nation hangs in the balance. Very quickly, I want to remind people that we have also, well, how do I say this tactfully? We associate with the economists here on this show who are top rate. I mean, they're the very best. And among them, Robert Kudla. And I want you to check out his website at tradegenius.co. This guy has the most unique way of balancing your asset portfolio. It's tremendous. In fact, I'm actually going to have him on for a brief segment for about 15, 20 minutes next week to talk about this. It's absolutely fantastic. But you can get a jump start on the interview by going to tradegenius.co. Also, I'm going to talk to you about healthmasters.com. Longtime listeners know I've gone through a couple things in the last 2 years, a joint problem with my knee, probably needed surgery, but I went to Dr. Ted Brewer of healthmasters.com. What did he do? He fixed me right up with the supplements. Sorry, FDA, I'm not going to lie. I'm telling the truth. I had a meniscus tear, and I know the symptoms because I was in coaching for how long? Seen all the injuries. I was headed for the operating table. Today, I'm fine. I played 18 holes of golf yesterday. So, doing fine, doing great, thanks to healthmasters.com. And, you know, I've had some blood sugar issues last year. Doug Hagman has had blood sugar issues. And where did we go again? To healthmasters.com. And an increasing number of people are discovering Dr. Ted Brewer at healthmasters.com. It's just a tremendous place to be. The products are wonderful. So, whatever ails you, there is something there for everybody. And for a brief time, Dr. Ted is offering 5% off to Common Sense Show listeners and to our new friends from Red State Talk Radio. You also can take advantage of this as well, too. Simply use the coupon code 5HODGES. Well, Dr. Ted Brewer, now he doesn't need any introduction, but I will anyway because that's what protocol calls for. Dr. Ted Brewer, well-educated, obviously. He's a doctor. He has a degree in chemistry. He's taught at the university level, and he's an expert on supplements. But not only that, he's one of the foremost and forward thinkers on current events and events happening in our time. He has a terrific show right here on Global Star Radio Network. I'm going to let him tell you about it during the course of this hour. Dr. Ted Brewer, thanks so much for joining us on this Sunday evening.
Dave, thank you so much for having me, and good news for you and Todd, and we'll first break, we'll fix this. I'm on telephone right now, but my internet has just turned back on, which is kind of nice, so I'll be able to get off this telephone here in about 30 minutes and go back to Skype, so I'm looking forward to that. But tonight we're going to talk about how the globalists and their agendas are killing the population of the planet, why they're killing the population of the planet, what they're trying to do as far as terraforming the planet. In the second hour, we're going to talk about how they're tying you directly into the artificial intelligence and what substance they use to do that. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of a hint. It dealt with the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico. But I'm not going to say anything else besides that, because you'll listen for the second hour for that. So we've got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. It's going to be an interesting show. The first part is going to be primarily about nutrition and health, about how the globalists are trying to reduce the population of the planet. And the second one, we get into the more esoteric stuff and more into the AI and the D-Wave computer. So we're going to have a lot of fun on this show tonight and talk about some really serious stuff. And hopefully, Dave, we'll be able to get a little bit of interaction back and forth between us, because this is some crazy stuff, and I don't want to be hanging out here on a limb by myself. If we're going to be doing this, we might as well hang on it together, buddy.
Yeah, what's that old saying? We either hang together or we'll hang separately.
Well, yeah, as long as we're not both cutting the limb off at the same time, that's not, you know, I mean, we're on the end of it, you know, we're good. But, oh, by the way, one quick thing I want to let you know in the news here. Cholesterol, these are the statin drugs, have now been shown to cause damage to peripheral nerves. And a lot of folks that have got problems with their nerves through diabetes, this can be absolutely make it much, much worse, along with muscle damaging effects. And this is an interesting article. It says the neurotoxicity of statin drugs are back in the news following on the heels of the FDA decision earlier this year. And I told you guys this 2 years ago on your show, Dave, that statin drugs destroy your memory, and now they're having to put memory loss as a side effect to statin drugs, which I think is very, very important you understand that. But now there's also a clear association between statin use and peripheral neuropathy. This is in a U.S. population of 40 years of age and older. The study found the prevalence of peripheral neuropathy is significantly higher among those who use statins compared to those who did not. Case reports of statin-induced peripheral neuropathy have existed in the medical literature for over 15 years. Now, larger human studies are confirming that statin drugs do damage the peripheral nerves. Moreover, much of the damage is occurring below the threshold of clinical surveillance, silently causing harm in unsuspecting patients. So, guys, if you're having a problem with peripheral neuropathy, we've got a lot of great products that are specifically designed for that condition to try to help that, try to basically, you know, make you feel better. But the problem with that is that if you're taking statin drugs, Dave, number one, it destroys your memory, so it kind of makes you stupid. No offense to anybody who's taking statin drugs, but it really does. It kind of turns the brain to mush, because your brain has to have cholesterol in order to think properly. Plus, you have to have cholesterol in order to produce enough testosterone to be a guy. In addition to that, it massively reduces testosterone, because once you drop your cholesterol levels under 200, testosterone levels fall, and all disease rates go up, including cancer, which the lower your cholesterol goes, the higher the rates of cancer. And, oh, by the way, that's another side effect of statin drugs. They all cause cancer. So now we know they cause arterial calcification, which means they cause hardening of the arteries. They cause peripheral nerve damage. They cause muscle damage. They cause kidney damage. They cause liver damage. And they cause cancer. So, Dave, one of the things I always tell folks who call me on my own talk show or call us up at the office is this. If your doctor wants to put you on statin drugs, you should always get a second opinion and always try a natural approach with dietary change and supplements. I never tell folks to use cholesterol-lowering medications at all, period, because it's too easy to control through diet. But I also tell them this. If your cholesterol's around 250 or so, there is absolutely no reason to use statin drugs, because 250 used to be considered the normal threshold for cholesterol, but they weren't selling enough drugs at that point, David. So they ended up having to reduce the amount down so they'd sell more of their statin drugs, which, by the way, approximately 40 million people right now in the United States, that's probably a low number, are taking statin drugs. So it's a pretty big problem in the United States. And with all these incidences of heart disease, remember, statin drugs cause heart disease. Statin drugs cause liver disease. Statin drugs cause cancer. Statin drugs cause kidney disease. And now statin drugs have been linked to peripheral nerve damage. I mean, really? Just to lower cholesterol down so you don't have any testosterone left and you can't have sex anymore? Really? Is that why you want to use statin drugs? Guys, listen to me. If you take cod liver oil, B6, B12, folic acid, a good B complex, make sure they're all methylated, and you take some sustained release niacin. If you really want to drop your cholesterol down, you can do that just with the B vitamins, and then go ahead and take some turmeric. That's very, very important too, and vitamin E and cod liver oil. In almost every single case, by just doing that and changing your diet, you can massively reduce your cholesterol levels without taking statin drugs. Yes, it really is that easy, but it does take dietary change. The problem is the doctors may not know there's an alternative method of lowering cholesterol. And number two, they don't really have time to tell you the dietary protocols you need to follow to reduce your cholesterol levels. And number three, they're being paid basically by the drug manufacturers to sell statin drugs by getting themselves free trips and vacations when they attend the medical conferences to continue with their continuing education credits that they are required to have by their respective states in order to maintain their licensure. So guys, the number one folks that are basically giving your doctors advice and continued education after they get out of medical school are the drug companies. Never forget that. And they're not going to promote a natural protocol which costs pennies a day. They're going to give you something that costs dollars a day and have all kinds of other horrible, horrible side effects, Dave. So I want to start off the show with that tonight, just get everybody kind of on pace with me about how I feel.
I want to interject a question here because I want to flip this coin over to the other side. And I wanted to ask you, okay, the flip side of this is raising testosterone levels. What's the best way to do that?
We have a really good product at the office. It's called Testaplex. It's a phenomenal product, and what it does is a testosterone booster, and it elevates testosterone almost immediately. It's an incredible product, and you can do that. And then we have several other products that we use in conjunction with a stack, and we have had guys raise their cholesterol. Testosterone. You know, they doubled and tripled it because of these products. I mean, without having to take a testosterone shot or taking sublingual lozenges of testosterone. So there's all kinds of natural ways to elevate testosterone, increase libido, burn body fat, and start feeling like you're a guy again. You go to healthmasters.com, or you can call the office up at 1-800-726-1834. That's 800-726-1834. And you can speak to Austin or to Steve, either one, or Harrison, and they have a complete protocol designed to help folks who don't want to take testosterone to naturally elevate testosterone without the use of drugs. Now, another way you could also really increase the libido if you're a guy is you can take a product that we have that's called HGH Stimulate, and what that product does, it helps the body to release human growth hormone by providing the proper nutrients that the thyroid needs to do that, and the pituitary gland, it needs to do that. And what ends up happening is you basically also release nitric oxide, which gives you the secondary effect of allowing your system to, you know, have like a natural Viagra effect, so to speak. So it not only increases libido, it also increases human growth hormone, which helps to burn body fat and also increase lean muscle mass. So it's a phenomenal product, and we've had that for many, many, many years. It's called HGH Stimulate, Dave, and that's another great product that I use every single day.
I think you're probably going to be, our listening audience primarily is 45 to 60, and predominantly male. So I have a feeling your phone lines are going to be burning up tomorrow because that is a problem.
I hope we can help a lot of people. I'm 61 years old now, Dave, and I feel absolutely wonderful. I take absolutely zero prescription drugs. I mean, don't take any. Every once in a while, I'll take an aspirin, very rarely. And my energy levels are always through the roof. And no, I haven't had any coffee. No, I haven't had any caffeine. I had a purple stick this morning at around 7:00, 7:30, which is a naturally occurring green tea extract, which has a whole bunch of vitamins, and it's like a vitamin stick first thing in the morning, and like 60 milligrams of caffeine in it from green tea. So it doesn't elevate cortisol like coffee does, and it doesn't make you age. It doesn't give you withdrawal headaches, and it doesn't make you feel horribly tired after 2 or 3 days. But I haven't had that for probably 14 hours now. So this is just me, and I may not be quite as sharp as I would if I was taking a purple stick, but I really would like to sleep tonight, so I decided not to do that this late.
Amazing. These products, I'm just telling you from personal experience, they are absolutely amazing. One of the things that concerns me that's going on ecologically in our environment, Ted, and I want to talk about how we can strengthen our immune systems against this, is there's an increasing number of articles coming out, not from the government that should be protecting us, but from private organizations that say that the Fukushima radiation is here, the life chain, food chain is destroyed in the Pacific, and the worst of the radiation hasn't even come yet. What do you recommend people do, particularly those living in the West, to strengthen their immune systems?
Well, number one, they have to be taking potassium iodide. We recommend 12.5 milligrams every single day. We have a product that we use at the office, we sell it as cheap, like $20 a bottle, and it gives you the 12.5 milligrams of potassium iodide every single day, and it's like a nascent iodide, so it's like an atomic iodine. It's very, very potent. It works extremely well. We've had so many people try other talk shows, not mentioning any names, iodine products, and they haven't worked at all for them, and they take hours, and they go, wow, we cannot believe the difference in how good we feel and how much energy we have, because that'll really help to get the thyroid booted back up again. Because remember, guys, you got to stay away from the halogens, which are the bromines, which is in bread, the chlorines, which is in water, and the fluorides, which is also in water, if you want to have a healthy thyroid. Because these bromines, these halogens, the thyroid thinks they're all iodine, and they absorb them. The thyroid absorbs it. And when it does that, it basically causes hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism, but it really drastically affects the thyroid, which is a master hormone producer for the body and a master gland. And so you've got to make sure that stays so strong. Also, your body constantly circulates blood through the thyroid, and it also uses the iodine stored in the thyroid, Dave, to kill viruses and invading organisms. One of the principal components of the immune system, most people don't even realize this, is potassium iodine. Now, you can also use astragalus, black seed oil, that's BLACK, black seed oil, and also turmeric. Those work great along with vitamin C, and we have an entire immune system protocol on the website that people can take a look at. Now, what I always tell people to do is this, and along with vitamin D3, K2, always remember, if you take vitamin D3, you've got to take it with K2, because D3 will help your body to metabolize and maintain calcium. If you get too much of it, it can actually cause calcification of the arterial walls. So important that you combine D3 with K2. And if you take a lot of D3, you need to make sure you get it monitored at least every 6 months to 1 year, and make sure you keep your levels around 50 to 70. Try not to go over that as far as the amount of the amount of vitamin D3 you have in your blood. It's very, very important, Dave. So that's all available at healthmasters.com.
Okay, very good. Listen, the Fukushima thing, I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg, but let's go even further. Cancer explosion in America. And I don't have a lot of cancer in my family. My mom had breast cancer, but outside that, we really haven't had any extended family. But Ted, I got to tell you, I'm concerned because the rates are off the charts. What's behind it? And more importantly, what can we do about it?
Well, we know fluoride causes cancer, and they're popular. They're really pushing fluoride. The fluoride agenda is horrible. We know that chlorine causes cancer. We know statin drugs cause cancer. We know that GMOs cause cancer. All of these different things they're doing to us on a regular basis cause cancer. A lot of drugs, the side effects are cancer. So, Dave, it's all of it. It's the whole chemtrail agenda. It's the immune system assault. It's all of the stuff they're doing to us. We'll talk about some in the second hour about how and why they're doing this to us and some of the things that we can do from a health standpoint to basically stop this onslaught against the immune system. What they're really doing is they're destroying the planet. There's a group of people here that basically think that they're not really humans. They consider themselves what they call themselves the benign Nephilim. They consider themselves to be sons of Lucifer or the fallen. This sounds so crazy to me that the first time I heard it, I thought the guy was absolutely Looney Tunes, but it was on a History Channel TV show, and it was basically, he was on the Spear of Destiny. And I thought, wow, this is crazy that they're actually talking about this thing on this show on the Spear of Destiny. And I thought to myself, this is some strange stuff. And I started doing some research on it. And indeed, these guys really feel that they're part of a breakaway civilization, that their DNA is different than our DNA, and that they're actually sons or spawn of Lucifer himself, all the way back to Genesis chapter 6. So if that sounds as nutty to you as it sounds to me, it's pretty nutty. But these guys really believe this. And the truth of the matter is they're willing to die for it, and these guys are some of the globalists that are controlling the agenda, and we're going to talk about that in the second hour, Dave. If you want, we'll go ahead and start it on how they're populating the planet.
Open format. I'm really feeling this is a 10-hour interview we're going to do in two. So I don't want to be an impediment or a speed bump, but this is just so much material. I mean,
well, you know, you and I have been doing these for a long, long time, and you know, we've tried to tell everybody what's going on, and so it's been one of those deals that you can only try to explain to people that there's 314 possible adverse effects of statin drugs that are really, really bad. All right, and so you can't make people
listen.
Ted,
before we jump into this, I want to interject this. This is a breaking news item that's coming from one of my sources, and he sent me documentation from a Mexican newspaper, English translation, rioting in Mexico and nowhere to be found here in our mainstream media. And what I predicted earlier in the week is beginning to happen. We have seen over 400 arrests, several injuries, 6 deaths, 250 looted stores, and we're looking at this civil unrest just on the other side of the border at San Diego, California. So, Ted, there it is. I took a lot of heat when I wrote an article about this in combination with Paul Preston, but it's right there. Right there, Ted. It's starting, and I'm telling you, there's going to be a huge lead-up in violence, I believe, to the inauguration. What's your take on that? I don't want to get too far afield, but this is breaking news as we speak.
Well, I reported on the unrest in Mexico earlier this week, and now it's erupted into rioting. That doesn't surprise me at all, because there are several things that could happen as far as this inauguration is concerned. Let me kind of run over them real quick. The anti-Trump protesters are basically saying that we are not in favor of a peaceful transition of power. At least 36 protests are scheduled across America for Trump's inauguration, as mainstream media hypes are basically saying that no inauguration, shut it down. Basically, people have lost their minds, and their threat to inauguration day will be the murderous bloodbath, also known as the Purge. Rosie O'Donnell, this horribly wicked person out of Hollywood, is now openly calling for martial law to stop Trump's inauguration. And is this a coup in America? And, you know, and Russia troops are on the border to start a war before the inauguration. I don't think that's going to happen. And also what's happened is the number one guy in charge of the D.C. National Guard, Dave, as you know, in charge of the troop placement, et cetera, for this, has been replaced just here like a couple days ago. And the sad part about this is exactly what they did with Kennedy, with his detail in Dallas. Right before he came into Dallas, they changed the people who knew what they were doing and put their covert team in place. So I don't know, Dave. This is what I've been telling folks on my show, which airs from 3 to 4 every day on Global Star, also from 10 to 11 after Hagman's every evening on Global Star, that we have a very turbulent time right now before this inauguration that we've got to get Trump through. We have to just pray for his protection by God Almighty himself, because these guys really, really don't want him in power. The globalist, George Soros, by the way, who I feel is a Rothschild proxy, just like J.P. Morgan was, they basically are wanting to do everything they possibly can, including the Clintons and the Bushes, to stop this inauguration, to stop this transition of power, because they don't want Trump in, because he's trying to undo this New World Order procedure that they've had in place now. Gosh, Dave, since the 60s with Kennedy. I mean, this thing's been progressing with Kissinger and all these guys, you know, since the 60s. And so they're really trying to put a stop to it now. So we'll see what happens. I don't know, but I think you're 100% right. I think we have a very high potential right now for some serious mischief by the globalists as far as this election transition is concerned. And I think we all need to be on pins and needles right now and being praying in earnest in aggregate to stop any of these things. Because if they're being told to do certain things, the troops are, or these teams are, against Trump, you know, the Holy Spirit can still convict them and still come in and stop everything, because all we live in is an energy field anyhow. And if our prayers are stronger than their black magic ceremonies, I really believe that we can put a stop to it before it even gets started. So it's very important that we all agree in the aggregate. If all this sounds crazy to you on the new talk, the new stations and stuff that Dave Hodges is on, this is the kind of stuff that I talk about all the time. I tie together Christianity, current news events, and health items, you know, and try to make it as concise as I possibly can. Because, guys, if we don't realize that we're a spiritual being on this planet experiencing a physical existence, we're never going to understand the full implications of why they do what they do to us, and why literally millions of children keep going missing every single year, and what's going on with this huge pedophile network around the world. So it's a major, major mess that we've actually uncovered, and we have to continue to talk about it to try to get it to get changed, Dave.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Ted. Earlier in the week when I reported on, are we looking at a fifth column, phase one kind of Red Dawn invasion? And my sister-in-law follows some of the stuff of mine that ends up going on Facebook and other social media. She was so concerned the pushback against me, she called my wife. That has never happened in all the years I've done this. And all the years, you know, I'm real close with my sister-in-law. We're very good friends. She has never expressed a concern about what anyone has said until this week. And I told my wife, I said, honey, it's just trolls. It's just the other side, because Paul Preston and I have busted their plan wide open, and here it is. In fact, Ted, let me say this before we go on. I'm on my secondary broadcast format. My primary worked just fine. We tested it with Todd earlier in the week, and it was beautiful. Haven't touched it. Right there. Same as always. Wouldn't function. Massive static. Yet nothing is wrong with the system. Someone was jamming the signal. And then you couldn't get on your primary system coming on to this show. I don't think this is an accident.
Well, because we've uncovered this thing. We've actually, I'm not saying we understand all of it, but we put a bunch of the pieces of the puzzle together. These guys don't like that because it scares them, Dave, because there's a lot more of us than there are them. Okay? And that's why they're proceeding, and you guys have to listen to the second hour, which is going to start in like 28 minutes, because we're going to talk about how they're going to tie us into the AI, the artificial intelligence, and what they're doing and how they're actually utilizing stuff to do that. So it's going to be a pretty interesting show for the next hour and a half. But yes, you're absolutely right, Dave. This is a major, major problem that's happening everywhere because people are starting to realize that, you know, we're waking up. This internet that they put together, this surveillance grid that they tried to tie us into a knot with and, you know, make our appliances, you know, spy on us and everything else that they've done has turned out to be a double-edged sword, and it's exposing them as much as they're, you know, trying to spy on us. And so that's why they're doing everything they can now, putting kill switches in, et cetera. And every time I talk about a topic that's very controversial, it seems, either my internet goes down, my Skype goes down, Hagman's stuff goes down, your stuff goes down, so they know what we're going to talk about in advance because they have been monitoring us as far as what we look at online, and they know what we're going to talk about because they know exactly how we're putting the programs together. So you say, well, do you really think they're doing that? Yeah, actually I do. I actually do.
No question.
I know last year when I broke the story on Nagalace on Hagman's show, we were off the air for a whole hour trying to get on. And Nagalace is the compound that Gonzalez and Bradstreet found that was in people who were coming down with autism. And this Nagalace is being massively elevated through a multiple-tiered approach, including the use of glyphosate, which is Roundup, and including, I believe, chemtrails, and also, I believe, the GMO foods and the vaccines. There's this whole thing with autism has gotten off the, gone off the charts. You know, we've got now MIT researchers saying that 2025, half the population will have, the children will have autism by, I think it's 2035 or 2038. I think 2035, all the girls will have autism. By 2038, all the boys will, verse 2035, all the boys will have autism. By 2038, all the girls will have autism. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that these guys are saying this, that within 18, 20 years, that, you know, the bulk of the children of the population of the United States being born will have autism. And so it's all part of this globalist agenda because remember, they're trying, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get, everybody's going to get mad at me now, I'm just going to say it. They really don't want the Protestant work ethic in the United States. They don't want that. They don't want the white guy being in charge of what's going on, the innovators that started this country. They don't want that. They want to bring in third world country people who basically can't even know how, they don't know how to use a toilet like they've done to Germany, and they want to destroy the demographics of the United States to bring in people that are more easily manipulated. That's what this whole thing's boiling down to, because they want to bring a homogenous society in all the different countries, put us in little tiny tenement apartments, and sell off huge portions of the United States to international banking communities in order to ransom us, so to speak, against the national debts that they've put down on us because of printing their fiat currency through their Babylonian money magic. So this is a crazy thing that's actually happening globally to all of us, and that's why Trump has really, he's ripped off a big chunk of chaw, would say in the South, of chewing tobacco, and he's trying to not, you know, choke on it, you know, because he has got himself into an incredible dilemma. And what one of the things he should have, one of the things I wouldn't have done with him, John, he took Robert F. Kennedy last week or 2 weeks ago, Dave, and he appointed him on a special commission to figure out about immunizations and autism. And he went public with this, Kennedy did. And this is a major problem for Trump because the petrochemical industry, which is also owned by these Sabbateans, these bankers that kind of run the world and own all the major corporations, they make a huge amount of their profits off of the immunizations. And also, it really enslaves a lot of people because of what it does to IQ scores by injecting all of this mercury and aluminum into these children because it drops their IQs down. They don't want people to be awake and to be basically willing to do things they shouldn't. They want everybody stupid and dumbed down. This started back after World War II, when they started putting fluoride in the water supply, which was used in Nazi Germany in the concentration camps to make their inmates servile and infertile. That started in 1946. In fact, Stanley Kubrick did his movie, the Dr. Strangelove, about this very topic. In addition to that, it was right after they started putting plastics in the food supply with the bisphenol A and other female compounds, including hormones in the food supply, which actually take men's testosterone and drop it through the floor, drop sperm counts through the floor. And if you give that to a pregnant woman, it makes the boy very, very feminine, and it basically feminizes the young boy. He's literally chemically castrated in utero when he gets too much estrogen into the food supply, or in soy protein, and soy is almost in everything now. Soy should be classified as a hormone, a female hormone, rather than a food product. It should not even be used in any food products because of what it does to the endocrine system. It wrecks it. If you take a little boy who's left brain and he's born, Dave, and you put him on soy formula for just a couple of months, his brain chemistry will shift from a left brain dominant hemisphere male brain chemistry to a right brain dominant female hemichemistry, and it can't be switched back. They don't know how to do that. So it's a major problem, and that feminizes an entire population of children, and we call them Metro boys now. And they don't really have any interest in girls. They don't really want to date girls. They don't have any girlfriends. They don't really. It's just crazy what we've done to our population through chemical castration in utero. And that's basically when you do that to the mother while she's pregnant with a child, and that child never had a say in the matter. That's why we have so many people now that are wanting to be transgenders or wanting to be gay or just feminized. Just feminized. And they're not necessarily gay. They're just feminized. And I'm not picking on the transsexual or the homosexual community, because if you were chemically castrated in utero against your wishes, you do nothing about this. A lot of this has nothing to do with your choices. You were pretty much programmed from a physiological standpoint to be a woman, and you're a guy because you were given too much estrogen during the developmental process. I learned that from Dr. Visa, who was my embryology professor at Florida State University in the fall of 1975. And he told us that all mammals are born female, Dave, or conceived female, and it's because of the Y chromosome in the male that it tells the mother to produce additional testosterone from her adrenal glands and from her ovaries, and the clitoris in that little baby turns into a penis, the ovaries turn into testicles. It's called cellular differentiation, and it's being done because of testosterone. And when you don't have sufficient testosterone in the woman's body when she's pregnant with a child, that sex characteristics can't take place. It won't develop properly, because remember, if you get too much estrogen in the food or in the woman's blood, estrogen and testosterone are antagonistic. They cancel each other out. And so what you end up with is a child who has way too much estrogen, who doesn't really develop properly as a young male. And that's why we have such a huge group of people now that are identifying as either transgender, transsexual, homosexual. All of these things are just feminine because of what we've done to them with the chemicals that we picked up from pretty much from IG Farm and all the German chemists that came over. Because Germany's chemistry program, they were converting, you know, coal into oil back in the 30s, for heaven's sake. So this is old technology brought to us from the Germans. And they were so far ahead of our chemistry programs in the United States, it was almost a joke. And these same chemists that were that far ahead were brought over via Operation Paperclip, the top ones were, into the United States, and they started working in our chemical industries in the United States. So it's been interesting to watch all of this stuff happen in my generation, because I'm 61 years old. I think you and I are about the same age. And what I've learned is this. You know, the America that I was raised in back in the 50s is not the America that we're in today. This America that we're in today is like this weird gay New World Order they're putting out, because they've made these folks, so many of them, feminized because of the hormones and the chemicals of the food supply, by the way, against their wishes. These folks that were chemically castrated had no say-so in the matter. The mother, in the vast majority of cases, didn't know she was even doing this, Dave. And so it really creates a lot of problems for these children and for these men and for these girls that are messed up, too, from the extra estrogen, you know, during utero. So it's a major issue. And now they're telling mothers who are pregnant that they need to go ahead and start giving them massive amounts of immunizations, including flu shots and other types of shots for the baby, because these babies, these vaccine manufacturers back in 86 were, through Ronald Reagan, given immunity to do anything they wanted to do with vaccines. And of course, that was the George Bush run White House, in case you don't understand how all that worked. After Reagan got shot, Bush pretty much ran the White House for 8 years, and then he had another 4 years. And you know, when you put the head of the CIA running the White House, a lot of weird stuff starts happening. And a lot of people believe that Lyndon Johnson was directly involved with the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and some people believe that George H. Bush was also implicated in that. Now, I can't prove any of that, but there's a very good video you can watch online that's called JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. It's a very long video. It's 3.5 hours long. and it has millions and millions of views, and it really goes into detail in the conspiracy that killed John F. Kennedy, and it's one of the best overall videos I've ever seen on that particular topic, and it really explains it in detail. Now, whether he's right or wrong, I don't know. I mean, so much of this stuff is obfuscation anyhow. But the truth of the matter is it really implicates the CIA, the Secret Service, the Dallas Police, and a lot of other people who are involved in this. That's why it's so disheartening to me, Dave, to see them get rid of the head guy there in charge of D.C. security just a week before the inauguration. That's some weird stuff, and it's too reminiscent of me, to me, of what happened with Kennedy in Dallas.
The one saving grace there that I would say with regard to Trump's security at the inauguration, he's using private security that his people control. Because
that's
he
right.
doesn't trust the Secret Service, and for good reason.
Nope. Nope. Well, he said that. He said that he's not going to allow himself to be put in that position where he's going to be compromised because, you know, they're not taking care of him the way they should. He's going to make sure he's going to have a lot of people in there. Plus, you know, we've got a bunch of bikers going up there. I mean, if this happens during the inauguration, if something bad happens, it's going to be crazy. I mean, it's going to be a major... It'll be the second coup of the United States as far as from an assassination of a leader, the first being, you know, John F. Kennedy. That's really when we lost our country to the CIA, who was involved with their, you know, covert drug smuggling out of Vietnam, bringing, you know, 50 kilos of heroin in the body bags and the caskets of the GIs coming back over here. I mean, if you ever wonder why the body count was so high for Vietnam, and while they take the same hill over and over and over again, because I almost had to fight in that war, I personally believe now, and I can't prove this, is they didn't care about the body count, because the more caskets they sent over, the higher amount of heroin they could send over from the Cambodian Triangle. That's what I believe, because that's why we had 50,000 people die in that war, because they were really bringing that stuff in on the transport planes, along with the bodies and in the caskets. And if you guys don't believe that, if you're just starting to listen to Dave's show, you can go ahead and just check that out for yourself. But that's what they were doing. And this is a good book you can read, too. It's called Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. And that is a phenomenal book. And it goes into detail about all of this stuff, and including Chiang Kai-shek. It talks about what happened with Operation Gladio in Europe, and also about Operation Condor in South America. So this CIA involvement in overthrowing of governments and influencing elections for the past 60 or 70 years, Dave, is a joke to me that Obama's saying how Russia's been involved in this, and we've been doing this exact thing now for decades, all the way back into the 40s, and sadly, most people in the United States have no idea what's happening globally, much less what's happening in the United States. They don't have any idea. They're clueless. I mean, most people never read a book out of high school. They don't have any idea of what's happening. Today, I talked to a young boy in church. I was holding my grandbaby in the lobby because he was so active, because he's so smart, because he has not been immunized. And they had a little three-month-old baby in there, and I started talking to him about immunizations on his daughter. And he's like 25 years old, and he looked at me like a calf at a new gate. Like he had no idea what I was even talking about when I talked about immunizations. You could tell it had never even entered his mind that there was a question about how many immunizations they were giving these newborn infants. Not a question, because he had been so programmed by the media and so involved in his smartphone the entire time. He was out there with his daughter. He couldn't get off his phone for 30 seconds. And I thought to myself, this is so sad. This entire generation of kids basically are asleep, and all they want to do is sit around and play social media or play games on their iPhones or play video games. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. I had a lady just the other day send me a letter and told me she didn't know what to do because she listened to the show every day, my show, and that her husband basically plays video games all day long and drinks beer all day long and doesn't take care of the kids, doesn't want to work, doesn't want to do anything, and he's just not really part of their family anymore because of the way he's been acting. Now, and he smokes pot all day. Not only does he stay drunk, Dave, he smokes pot all day. And the nuttiest part about all of this is that, you know, hey, wait a minute, is this something that we're supposed to be doing? No. You know, we got to remember something, guys, that, you know, when you're a man and you're head of your household, or you've been told to be head of your household by the Bible, now whether you believe that's true or not, it's entirely up to you whether you want to listen to that. But if you want to be the spiritual leader of your home, you got to take authority over all of that stuff, and you can't allow behavioral patterns to damage your relationship with your children or your wife or your spouse or with anybody, because what's going on is that you're going to continue to cause problems for these children as they get older, and they're not going to see any true leadership coming from you, and because of that, you don't know how they're going to turn out. Now, mind you, you are not responsible for how your children turn out. That has nothing to do with you. All you can do is do the best you possibly can, take them to church every week, pray with them, teach them how to read, get them a good education, it's going to be their choice. And right now, with 95 million people unemployed in the United States, are not gainfully employed, Dave, what ends up happening is it becomes increasingly more difficult to get a job making a decent income. Just today, it was my wife's birthday. It was her 60th birthday today, and we took her to lunch, and we had a lady come in, and we know the lady. She's a real nice girl. She's like 28 years old, and she is waiting on tables, and she has a master's degree in business administration. She has an MBA. An MBA, she's waiting on tables, and she cannot get a job with her MBA. From the University of South Florida. I mean, she has a reputable MBA.
I just wrote about that phenomenon today. I just wrote about that very same thing. I wrote about how wounded America is from an economic standpoint, but also an emotional standpoint. Ted, we got the double whammy going on. And one of the things I wonder is Trump is going to need support from the people, and I wonder if the reserve capacity for our country is there. The only thing I'll add to that is this. Our country is indeed psychologically beaten down. However, the Brits were, too, in World War II during the London Blitz, and the biggest mistake that Hitler made was to bomb them morning, noon, and night because their alcoholism and suicide rates went to almost zero, and the British found a newfound resolve. And this is why I think if the globalists pound us hard, that we will wake up this country.
I agree with you, Dave. The problem is, and we'll talk about this in the next hour, about how they're tying us into the artificial intelligence and how what they're doing to do that. So what they, well, I won't go into that yet, but what you guys have got to stay tuned to what they're doing. This is going to blow your mind. And so the crazy thing about all of this stuff, Dave, is that, you know, we've got people now that are waking up. You know, you've got a huge audience. I've got a huge audience. Hagman's got a huge audience. You know, Sheila Zawinski has a huge audience. I mean, Coast to Coast has always had a huge audience, but there's a lot of them are really strange. Yeah, I mean, they're strange. I've been on this show multiple times. And we have, J.B. Wells, he's got a huge audience, you know, with, you know, Caravan to Midnight. So we've got a lot of people out there that have really big audiences. I mean, Steve Quayle is starting his own, you know, YouTube channel now, and he's going to have a huge audience. He already has a huge following. And so we have a lot of people out there telling the truth. Now, let me give you guys a little bit of advice. If you have a person that you really like to listen to on alternative radio or news or whatever, and that person stays drunk a lot and admits to it, or that person gets on TV and is drunk, or that person basically is doing crazy things that you can't even understand what in the world they're involved in, you probably need to listen to somebody else, okay? And now the folks that I've mentioned don't do any of that stuff. So there are a lot of good people out there doing a lot of really good talk shows, but guys, listen to me. There's some people out there that are just basically disinformation agents. They're working for the government, doing things on the side, and they're doing what they're told to do, and they may give you 90% truth and 10% lies, but guys, this is a spiritual battle that we're in. You've got to learn to be discerning. You have to learn to realize that, you know, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And you have to understand that this is a game for our very souls. It's for the very soul of mankind. I mean, they want to destroy everything that God's made holy. They want to destroy the entire planet. This is their goal because they're at enmity against God. And when God sent Jesus, you know, with a virgin birth, you know, 2,000 years ago that we celebrate Christmas for, which is not the same time of year that happened, but we celebrate Christmas for that. The truth of the matter is this, you know, when the angels and the hosts of heaven came and they started singing and they said, peace on earth, goodwill to men, God was letting us know that the Old Testament was gone, that the having to use, you know, bulls and goats for sacrifice and all the stuff that didn't work as far as trying to create redemption for these folks that were back then didn't work, and that he was putting this war with humankind for this fall of Adam and Eve behind him, and that basically he was saying that I'm sending you the second Adam, I'm sending you a kinsman redeemer, and this time it's my own son, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to fix this mess, and that's what he's done. He did it through Calvary. He did it through the blood of the cross. He did it through all of these things. We've talked about it many times on your show, and people need to understand that that's what this whole thing's about. And Satan is absolutely just bent out of shape that Jesus Christ did what he did, because the Bible says that every tongue will bow and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And just a few weeks ago, I had a lady accept Jesus Christ who was raised by atheists. Great lady, a wonderful lady, has a great website, and I finally told her. I said, we were talking to her. I said, well, don't you realize that if you get into an alien abduction scenario, which is basically fallen angel and demon interactions as far as I'm concerned, that if you call in the name of Jesus, that they have to put you back into your house? And she goes, well, yeah, that's true. They have to. And I said, that's right. And I said, that's because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. These guys are scared to death that he's going to show up. You know, the son of the king of the universe is going to show up. The creator of the universe is going to show up if you call on him. And they don't want that because they know who he is. And the Bible talks about it in Paul when these demons were cast out. And, you know, they were saying, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but I don't know who you know, when this one guy was casting out, but he wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. And see, these demons know that, and they're going to flee. And see, that's the thing we have to understand, is we have the power that we've been infused with the Holy Spirit, because once we have the Holy Spirit in us, we obtain what's called synchronicity in physics, and we become the same frequency as God Almighty. He resonates through us and for us. And we basically are in covenant with him through the Holy Spirit into his dimension, which he gives us then authority over the dimension that we're in. And that's why there's an all-out war against Christians and Christianity, because they know that we have the power and the authority over them, and none of these other religions have that authority or power because they can't call on the name of Jesus. I mean, newsflash, Muhammad's in the grave. He's dead. Buddha's dead. They're all dead. Everybody's dead except for Christ. He was raised from the dead. There have been many false messiahs that have been sent, and many false, you know, virgin births that were sent. But newsflash, they're all dead. Okay, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's the one that changed the Roman calendar, for heaven's sakes, to become, you know, after and before his death. I mean, this is what we have to understand. There's a really good book you can read from the 70s or 80s. It's called by Josh McDowell. You can probably buy it for a penny online. It's called Evidence to Demands a Verdict, and that's the life and the actual teachings of Jesus Christ and what he did for us and how he continues to do that for us if we're willing to accept him. So, guys, it's an interesting show we're doing tonight because we're kind of all over the place, Dave.
Yeah, well, we are. This is the smorgasbord of the New World Order meets spirituality. But it's fascinating stuff because ultimately, Ted, this is not a physical struggle. This will be one on the spiritual plane. I'm absolutely convinced about that. I want to go back to something you said earlier in the hour, much earlier. And you talked about the fact that by the year 2035 and 2038, boys and girls will all be autistic at birth. Isn't that for the purpose of creating a biological servant class, in your opinion?
No, it's more of a just creating a biological, demonically possessed class. I believe they're doing this with CERN. They're because they're opening up the portal to bring demonic spirits into our existence, and they have to have some place and something for them to go into. Now you say, well, that sounds crazy, Ted. I don't believe it. I said, well, don't believe it. I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't want to think about that stuff either. But think about this for a second. If we've got millions of kids now that are basically mentally challenged or impaired, and I have no idea what the actual count on autism is. I'm sure it's got to be close to a million kids by now. You know, if we have all of this going on with autism in this country, and these kids can't function in a real world, you know, and a lot of them can't function at all, number one, it's going to massively reduce the white birth population in the United States, and number two, it's going to give a open vessel for these demonic entities to come into. And so we have to understand these demonic entities, they use our light photons as energy. That's why the Bible says that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. And I mean, devour means to consume the essence. And I really believe that this is something that these things do to human beings, and that we're being trolled for the energy that we have. And the energy of the young is what they really want, because that's the stuff that really appeals to them. And we saw that with Pizzagate, which we're not going to talk about that tonight, because they're trying to make that a huge psyop. But we know that there's a huge pedophile network that's run through the United Nations that has been going on for decades, and all of these kids that are disappearing. And we know that these demonic sorcerers and stuff really use these children for a lot of sacrifice. And, you know, Ted Gunderson proved all that and showed all that, who was the head of the FBI in L.A. County back when the FBI wasn't fully contaminated yet with the New World Order. And they pretty much put a stop to that now, because the FBI has been tied up now with all these insignificant little cases now that they really can't go after the really big things anymore, because they've pretty much been defanged. And that's the sad part about it, because there's some really good people who work in law enforcement and in the FBI who would really go after Hillary Clinton right now. They really want to have her arrested. They don't want to have somebody like her running around getting away literally with the stuff that she's gotten away with. I mean, all these people that are dead. I mean, where in the world's Braverman? God, he's been gone for months now. He just disappeared. He fell off the planet. He's probably buried in a box somewhere, cut up with a doggone wood chipper out the sea, scattered out in the ocean. That guy's just gone. He just flat out disappeared. And the sad part about it is that, you know, she's probably going to get away with that, just like with Vince Foster and all the rest of the stuff that they've done. The Clintons are a bunch of grifters, and I thank God Almighty that they're not in the White House, because I don't know where this country would have gone, probably to war with Russia. Now, what they might also do now, Dave, is they may set up a false flag, putting Russian troops at our border that aren't Russian troops, that are our troops, to try to blame something on the Russians, just like Hitler did in Poland. Now, that's something that no one's talked about, because they could actually bring Spetsnaz troops in that aren't real Spetsnaz, that are basically used just American troops, or, you know, or basically mercenaries that have been dressed as Russians. This is what Hitler did with Poland to try to precipitate his invasion of Poland. And if they did that right before the inauguration, then that would give them all the incentive to cancel the election and to start a war with Russia.
Well, there is some confirmation for what you're saying from Northern Colorado. I don't know if they're legit Russians. I think some are. I think some are not. But let me tell you what I do know. I get the emails on almost a daily basis. We've had, basically eyewitness accounts from people like Paul Martin that I've interviewed on our Common Sense Show YouTube channel. And, Ted, I'm telling you, the Russians are there, or at least people pretending to be Russians. They're conspicuous, and they're obvious, and they want to be noticed. And they've gone from not engaging the public to engaging the public. And like I said, we've reported on this on the Common Sense Show YouTube channel extensively. So when you're talking about the setup of a false flag using Hitler/Poland techniques prior to World War II, I think you're right on the money. Ted, we've got just about a minute before we go to break. Let's tell the listening audience what they're in for when we come back.
When we come back, we're going to tell you how they're hooking us up to the AI. We've got some new information I didn't cover with you guys last time I was on. And this one's going to blow your mind. This one, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff that they don't want you to know about. And that's coming up here just in a few minutes. And if you want to go to our website, it's healthmasters.com. The coupon code is 5Hodges for 5% off anything on the website except for our three-pack specials. It's 5Hodges. And you guys can just go to the website and browse around, sign up for my newsletter. There's also a phone number there to call 24 hours a day to listen to my talk show that I do with my son every single day. And I actually do that show when I'm awake in the afternoon, not late at night on a Sunday. And so I'm not saying I'm any more mentally acute, but some shows I probably am a little bit. But it's a good show. You guys are really, really enjoy it. My son and I have got really good synergy, and we have a really good talk show. And we're for real. We're both for real. We're both in church this morning, and I mean, this is not something we do. This is not a game that we play. This is who we are and what we are and what we do. And so we really believe God's called us to do this, and that we have a higher calling, and that we have to tell you guys what we believe is the truth. And we try to vet everything the best we possibly can, including some of this crazy stuff that you guys have a hard time believing, which I thought was crazy the first time I read it. But the more you get into it, the more you start understanding it, the more it makes sense from a spiritual standpoint, Dave.
Well, to the listening audience, I want to say that in the history of this show, which now we're going on our 10th year, in the history of this show, we're about ready to cover something in hour number 3 that we haven't even come close to touching before. And, you know, this could blow up on our face, but you know what? We are sincere. You're absolutely right about that. But, Ted, you said some things regarding the Gulf oil spill today when we discussed this phenomena that's a huge threat to humanity. That makes perfect sense based on what I've seen. And just for the listening audience's edification, I wrote a 7-part series after the Gulf oil explosion called The Great Gulf Holocaust, Parts 1-7. And a lot of what Ted is going to tell you, I'm going to be able to back up with ancillary and also circumstantial facts. So you don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to miss this. This could be a landmark hour in the history of the Common Sense Show. We want to really, really encourage you to stay with us. And again, Ted's website is healthmasters.com, and we'll be back here in just a moment. Stay tuned.